First of all, my good people, I will continue hearing confessions after the sermon. There are a lot of important points in this bulletin. Some are a little bit late, some are a little bit early. But I suggest that you keep hold of this bulletin and put it where you can refer to it often. First, next week, on the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady, our Father Joseph will make his final and solemn vows as a monk of this abbey. We ask for your special prayers for him and for all of us. Now on Friday, this Friday, March the 19th, is the Feast of Saint Joseph. There is a tendency amongst the Catholic Church, there has been all through the ages, and there have been reasons for it, some good, some not good, as Saint Joseph has been more or less ignored and not given as much honor as he deserves. Not only was he silent in life, but we have a tendency to give him the silent treatment now that he is in heaven, second only to Our Lady, in honor and glory. Let us remember Saint Joseph. Let us turn to him. He was a foster father of our Lord. Let us ask him to be father to us also. As always, the Stations of the Cross and Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament are held on Fridays during Lent, starting at 7 o'clock here in the church. The first Sunday of April, which is the April the 4th, is Palm Sunday. The schedule is in the bulletin here. It's also daylight savings time, so please don't forget to turn your clocks forward 1 hour. Also, as I think all of you know, because of the smallness of our community, we once again will be unable to hold the full Holy Week services. So we do the best we can, knowing that God understands, even if we don't sometimes. Please note that on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, there will be no masses in this church. And please note the early announcement for Easter Sunday schedule. And I always urge you, even though it seems to be the same in each bulletin, please read the note about praying for a sick and shut-in each time, because the names do change. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also loved us, and delivered himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. My good people, when we meditate on the passion and death of our Lord, especially during this holy season of Lent, when we read books on the Passion, when we see pictures, when we watch movies about the Passion, especially this latest wonderful movie, do we just see the sufferings of a man? Or do we remember and remind ourselves that that was God Himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who created me and you and you and you and every person on this earth? Do we think of the love involved, of the horror involved, of the magnitude of that act, of the infinite God coming down and suffering what He suffered for us, His finite creatures, mere dust, the dust of the earth has more right to exist than we do, because the dust has not and cannot ever offend God. It can only give God glory merely by His mere existence. But we, on the other hand, how often do we take up that scourge and strike our Lord with it? By our infidelities, by our imperfections, by our outright sins, by our don't give a care attitude, by our uncharitableness, and so on. There has been a lot of talk about the violence of the movie, The Passion of the Christ, and yet, for all we know, that movie may be an understatement, and it is an understatement when we think and remember that we're talking about God, the infinite, all-knowing, all-wise, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's where the violence is. God stooping to our level. And why? What would make a God, an infinite God, stoop to the level of one of His creatures? One four-letter word. Love. What have I given to my Lord for all He has given to me? He has given me infinite love. What do I give Him in return? Oh, sure, I say I love Him. But do my actions prove it? Does my interior disposition prove it? Do my exterior actions prove it? Or do they show rather a half-hearted, well, yeah, I love you, but I want to do my way first. My good people, there is no halfway, no halfwayness, no mediocrity or mediocrity in love, especially in loving God. We either love God all the way or we don't love Him. He Himself said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. For the indifferent and the lukewarm, I will vomit out of my mouth. Those are horrible words. And yet, how many of us fit in that last category, whether we like to admit it or not? So my good people, I urge every one of you and every one of us to take the remainder of this Lent and prove God that we do love Him with our whole heart and our whole soul and our whole being by giving Him something that is of more value than giving up all the candy in the world or all the food in the world. And that is a bit of ourself. Let us just pick one or two of our faults, our self-centered faults, and work on them for the remainder of this Lent. Every time we find ourselves falling into that fault, no matter what it be, instead of letting it go, let us give ourselves a penance of an Our Father or a Hail Mary, and then calm down and go about our business. But it takes perseverance. It takes more strength and perseverance to conquer one bit of self than it would be to move Mount Rushmore and put it in the middle of the state of Alabama. And I'm not exaggerating. But it's our effort. It's our effort driven by love of God that will make us persevere. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.